Tapani Koski muutti vuosi sitten Suomeen. Hän syntyi ja eli nuoruutensa Kaliforniassa, Yhdysvalloissa. Tapani kertoo, kuinka välimatkat siellä olivat pitkiä ja sen myötä myös seuratoiminta oli toisenlaista. Tapanin kotipaikkakunnalla kävi vierailevia puhujia silloin tällöin. Omaa rauhanyhdistystä siellä ei ollut.
My name is Tapani Koski and I was born in the United States in California in 1976. I'm 37 years old and I have moved to Finland last summer and I've been here for a year now. But talking about where I grew up in California, we did not have a Lutheran congregation, and so we had speakers that came from different congregations. You could call our home congregation Longview, but it was still about 1,000 kilometers away. But we had speakers would come through once a month or once every other month on mission trips to our home. But just speaking about this California where I grew up, I was there perhaps 30 years of my life, maybe a little more. I went to a few years of university, but did not get a degree. I went into the workforce and in the grocery business, store management for a grocery company, a chain, and did that for over 15 years. At some point, I decided that it was a good time for me to seek out a congregation and to strengthen my faith life and to have fellowship with other believers. And I just felt that there was a time to reach out for help on this way, because there's times where it's very difficult to live alone without a congregation to support. And so I decided that I would try to transfer my work from California up north to Longview in Washington. This process took me a total of 4 years as I worked my way through Oregon, taking a few transfers with work in order to get closer and closer. So I lived in the state of Oregon for 3 years and got as close as about an hour's drive away from the congregation. But it still felt like I was too far away and did not get to see and be with other believers enough. And it was a challenge for me to try to balance my work life and getting to church and to be able to spend time with believers and make right decisions in life and do what is, you know, what God has meant for us to do is to be in a flock of our own and to strengthen and to help each other out in with the forgiveness of sins as being the main cornerstone of this fellowship, but then also being able to speak about the travels and challenges. So I decided it was time to step down out of my management role and take a lower position in order so that I could get transferred to Longview, which became my home congregation, Longview, Washington. My parents live there currently. My mother and my father, there's no children at home anymore. The four of us, there was four of us children, three boys and one girl, but we've all grown up and flown the coop, and now mother and father live in Longview. But that was probably why my destination was to get to Longview and be in this congregation.
Siitlen juhannusseuroissa 2012 Tapani tutustui Annaan, joka oli tullut Suomesta matkalle Washingtoniin. Tuttavuus syveni nopeasti ystävyydeksi, ja he alkoivat pian suunnitella yhteistä tulevaisuutta. Tapanin mukaan uusi elämänvaihe kysyi suurta luottamusta Jumalan johdatukseen, ja hän kääntyikin usein rukouksissaan Jumalan puoleen. Vuosinoiden juhannusseurojen jälkeen Tapani muutti lopulta Suomeen ja he viettivät Annan kanssa juhannushäitä Vaasassa Mustasaaren kirkossa.
So I was there for only a matter of 2 months, and at this time I met my wife to be Anna at St. John's services in Seattle, and this was in St. John's weekend of 2012. From that point on, I just realized that I met somebody that was truly meant to be in my life, and if everything was meant to be, then it would happen that one of us would have to move from their homeland and to the other side of the world. And with a lot of prayers and a lot of wishes and hope and a lot of trust in God, I decided that I would move to Finland and I would see where the road leads. But we also, you know, in speaking with Anna, we decided that we would get engaged and get married, and it was almost 1 year after the day that we met that we got married, and that was here in Vaasa. And we were married in Vaasa at Mustasaari Church on Johannes, which is the version of St. John's weekend. So we have our wedding anniversary on a holiday every year, which makes it even more special. But this is how my travel has been and how I've gotten to Finland. And it's been a pleasure and an exciting journey to get this far.
Tapani on kokenut olensa tervetullut Vaasaan. Hänen puolisonsa Anna on asunut Vaasassa jo pidempään. Se on osaltaan auttanut myös Tapania kotiutumaan. Toisaalta Tapanilla oli jo entuudestaan muutamia kontakteja Suomeen. Tapani ihmettelee edelleen sitä, että Vaasassa on mahdollisuus mennä seuroihin useita kertoja viikossa, kun Kaliforniassa lähimmät samalla tavalla uskovat asuivat 5 tunnin ajomatkan päässä.
Well, I've been living in Finland now for a complete year as of June. And I guess to think back about this last year, when I first came, I really had a period of time where I was learning the Finnish language, and perhaps it was harder to get to know people and based on language, and maybe not having the right words in order to strike up a conversation. And what I've learned now that faces have become familiar in the congregation, that people are really easy to come up to and speak to. And I can say that pretty much everyone that speaks a little bit of English always wanted to come up and wish me welcome to this congregation in Vaasa. And it's been really nice, and I feel like I've been, taken into this congregation and made a part of it. It's true that my wife Anna has been living here for over 10 years, maybe 12 years, and she knows a lot of people, and through her friends I've gotten to know new people and make new friends, as well as from my earlier years. I went to Ranua Opisto when back in 1996-97 school year, and a few of my friends from that time live in Vaasa as well, so I had some built-in friends coming here. But to think about how things are now and how blessed I am now having a congregation to go to, I think back when I was in California, there was the closest believers were an elderly couple that lived in the San Francisco Bay Area, and that was probably a 5-hour drive from our house. And to think about now, I can go to services and I can go to church evenings and fellowship with the congregation. Every week there is many occasions to get together with believers, and and even invite people over to our, you know, apartment or to visit with others in their homes. It's very nice to really get to know other believers and to really strengthen the faith, just to be able to spend time with each other and work out issues, and if there's any problems or questions, or just even having a safe environment where you see that you see the gospel around you, or you hear the gospel around you.
Tultuaan Suomeen Tapani opiskeli suomen kieltä, mikä lisäsi kulttuurin tuntemustaan.
And as I pick up the language and fluency in Finnish, it really helps me to understand and build on the culture understanding of Finland and the differences, and embrace and enjoy the differences between the two countries. I feel like I can have the best of both worlds, having lived there for a while and now using this time to get to know this culture and people. And the two cultures, even though they're divided by many miles, many kilometers, have the same faith and have the same shared love, whether you're on this side of the ocean or on the other side.
Kysyin Tapanilta, mitä seuraavat Raamatun kohdat merkitsevät hänelle.
Galatians chapter 3, verse 28 and 29.
Galatalaiskirjeen kolmannen luvun jakeet 28-29. Ei ole tässä juudalainen, eli grekiläinen, ei orja, eli vapaa, ei mies, eli vaimo, sillä te olette kaikki yksi Kristuksessa Jeesuksessa. Mutta jos te olette Kristuksen, niin te olette myös Abrahamin siemen ja lupauksen jälkeen perilliset.
This just reminds me that it does not matter of which part of the world you come. It really matters is what is in your heart, and do you have a clean conscience? Are you following the Holy Spirit is guiding your steps, and have you put away your sin? If you are one with Christ and you have your sins forgiven, doesn't matter your background, because we're all of the same family and we all have the same destination. Revelation chapter 7, verses 9, 14, 15.
Ilmestyskirjan luvusta 7, jakeet 9 ja 14-15. Sen jälkeen näin minä, ja katso, suuri joukko, jota ei yksikään lukea taitanut, kaikista pakanoista ja sukukunnista ja kansoista ja kielistä, seisoman istuimen edessä ja karitsan edessä, valkeilla vaatteilla puetut ja palmut heidän käsissänsä. Ja minä sanoin hänelle, Herra, sinäpä sen tiedät. Ja hän sanoi minulle, nämä ovat ne, jotka suuresta vaivasta tulivat, ja he ovat vaatteensa pesseet ja ovat vaatteensa karitsan veressä valaisseet. Sen tähden ovat he Jumalan istuimen edessä ja palvelevat häntä päivällä ja yöllä hänen templissänsä. Ja se, joka istuimella istuu, asuu heidän päällänsä.
This is a powerful few verses and just reminds us all that as we travel on this way, we need to make sure that we put our sins away. And we do that by receiving the gospel, having our sins forgiven, and washing our robes in the Lamb, the blood of the Lamb, which is also the same as receiving the gospel from a believer and having the sins put away.